Blog Talk Radio.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite. Oh me, oh me, oh my. I know many women wanna be in my life. Oh me, oh me, oh my. Why can every woman end up being my wife? Even if she go away, even if she go away.
Into the live show on Blog Talk Radio. It's 924 Network, your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. This is Dirty After Dark. The Mac is back, and as you can tell, I'm a classic man. What up, family, friends, and freaks, man? I miss you. I miss you. If I was near you, I would kiss you. I miss you so damn much. Oh, I miss you. I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back on my classic man tip, as you say. Shout out to the dude that did Classic Man. I can't even pronounce his name, but he's killing it. So shout out to him. I had to come on, you know, rough, rugged, and raw. That's what we do. This is Dirty After Dark. The Mac is back in ATL. Like I said, I've been gone for a while, but now I'm back. Carlos, you know, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Love it. Once again, 347-857-3969. Once again, it's on. I missed you. I missed you. I so, so missed you. If y'all didn't know, I've been on the road for the past 3 weeks, making it do what it do. You know, Dirty After Dark, 924 Network is my passion, but you know you got to do, got to be out there to pay the bills. My real gig, I'm out there traveling, making do what it do. And for the past 3 weeks, I have been in places and I've seen some things. I'm back from my travels for the holiday weekend. I am back. Just came in from Charlotte, North Carolina today. It was rolling. Anybody knows me, I keep it on, keep it 100. I'm on the grind. I get back to Atlanta. First thing I do is go get me a Public Sub. Shout out to Public Subs. I gotta love them. They don't have too many Publix. They just said they're gonna put a Publix in Charlotte. So it's about time. Then I had to go take care of my manscaping, go get my beard trimmed. You know what I'm saying? Get that tight. It's the weekend. You know, so shout out to that. Got mad people coming in town this weekend, mad folks, mad things to do. So just happy to be back in the A. So I was in Charlotte this past week. Before that, I was in Shreveport, Louisiana. And before that, I was in Jackson, Mississippi. The last show I did was in Jackson, Mississippi. But now that I'm left Jackson, Mississippi, I can talk about Jackson, Mississippi. No. But on the real, though, it was wonderful. The past 3 weeks have been just great. I miss being home. Don't you just miss being in your bed, your pillows, your sheets, curled up? Should be curled up with somebody, but that's a different story of another day. But I'm a classic man. So back from my travel, and you know, this is the Rough Rugged and Raw show, Dirty After Dark, your boy Jay Floyd. So I was in Jackson, Mississippi, and I mentioned this when I was in Mississippi, but I'm going to go a little further in depth, if I could. I had never been to Jackson, Mississippi in my life. You know, first of all, shout out to Bruno Mars for shouting out Jackson, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bruno Mars and his song, Sweep of the Nation, number one across the hit. You know, don't believe me, just watch that thing. It's just sick. And he shout out to Jackson, Mississippi. They go bananas over that. But Jackson, the women in Jackson, I guess I'll talk about the women in Jackson, the women in Shreveport, and the women in Charlotte. The people are great in Jackson. I'd never been to Jackson. It was a new experience for me. It was, you know, you hear all these stereotypes about Mississippi. I'll blow them out the window. Well, at least Jackson. I didn't travel through the bayous. I've been to Biloxi one time to see a Prince concert. Ugh, off the chain. That was a few years back. But just Jackson was real cool. They showed your boy love. The people there were fantastic. Except for that police escort I had when I first got there, but it was all good. That's what you do when you're driving a while back. But it's all good. But the people there were wonderful, the beautiful, beautiful women in Jackson. I was surprised, and I shouldn't be. There are beautiful women all over. Jackson was just a place I had never been. The hospitality was off the chain. The food was amazing. I spent majority of my time there on both of my trips. I spent majority of my time in Jackson. And the people were wonderful. And the women were off the chain. Shout out to Jackson State University. I just found out they known for the sonic boom of the South. Their marching band is off the chain. So I got mad people telling me to come back for homecoming. Hey, if folks in Jackson want me to come through, make it happen. Hit me up on, Blog Talk Radio. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter. You know, do what you do for your boy. And I would definitely go back to Jackson and turn it out. Speaking of that, I'm giving shout-outs all day long. I didn't know that Jackson's got a jazz concert coming in next month, and it's going to be off the chain. They call it the Jackson Rhythm and Blues Festival. Shout-out to them. It's going to be August 14th and 15th. It's got Chaka Khan, the Isley Brothers, Raheem Devine, Macy Gray, Lila James, not to mention a lot of blues, lots and lots of blues acts. So, oh, my God, everybody's been talking about this guy called, like, Molly Music. everybody's been saying he's the new. So he's going to be there. It's just a lot of – I didn't know. I did not know that Jackson was bumping that hard. So, you know, they're doing big things in Jackson. Like I said, the women are amazing. They are some beautiful women in Jackson. I was surprised. Surprised, but beautiful women. So I leave Jackson, and I go and do a day in New Orleans. Yes, I do a day in New Orleans. And it was 2 weeks before the Essence Festival. The Essence Festival is actually this weekend, probably starting right now, down in New Orleans, Louisiana. But I went 2 weeks prior just for a day trip. I took a coworker down there. They had never been to New Orleans. I've been there a few times, so I'm good. So I go down to New Orleans, and it's typical New Orleans. I mean, it's Bourbon Street. It's going through and seeing all the different shops and music. And, of course, I'm a brother who likes to indulge in a little bit of the adult beverages. So I went and got a hurricane and got another hurricane. And, you know, everybody's got canned grenades. And this was just a typical Saturday. There was no festival going on. There was no Essence, no jazz and Mardi Gras. It's the typical Saturday. And it was packed. You know, New Orleans is known for their po' boys and their seafood, so you got to get some. And they're known for their, you know, etouffee, and they're known for their they're known for the desserts and their pastries and stuff like that. So, you know, I recommend anybody go down to New Orleans. Some of my homeboys want to go down in November, so still trying to work out those things. But I love to go to New Orleans. I love the food. I love the people. It's crazy hot. It was crazy hot then. I'm sure it's crazy, crazy hot right now. They're still doing some construction with the streets. So anybody that's down there right now, just be safe. Have a good time. Don't drink too much. Don't get caught up. And just enjoy the New Orleans and Southern hospitality. It is a wonderful experience meeting people from all around the world. But New Orleans is a great place. You know, Louisiana is wonderful. It's a great place. So I did my day trip in New Orleans. Had to leave before them hurricanes got to me. So head on back to Jackson. Monday morning, boom, I'm at Shreveport. Now, Shreveport, I've never been to Shreveport as well. Shreveport, Louisiana, laid-back, older city, near the Red River. They're known for their casinos. Shreveport has, you know, tons of casinos right on the Red River. So the environment's kind of laid back. They got an Air Force base there. It's really laid back. It's kind of old, rustic country, but it's a port city. You know, it's an old city. And you know, the best part about it, you're a stone's throw from Texas and you're 3 hours from Dallas, so you really can't beat it in Shreveport, Louisiana. The women are, I would say they're Southern, and I'm being gentle when I say that. They're Southern women. Had the pleasure of chopping it up with a few while I was there, and just You know, you got to have a woman that's cultured and likes to do things and see things. And I found out the ones I was speaking with had never traveled and was kind of ignorant towards the different aspects of traveling and just being worldly. But it was all good. Oh, shout out once again. Shout out to the food. I got the Monk House Seafood Diner, which is actually hooked up to a gas station, folks. No lie, right here, Monk House Seafood Diner, hooked up to a gas station. It is off the chain. Off the chain. I'm telling you, you got to check it out. You know, good seafood. I didn't jump into them crawdads, but I definitely jumped into some catfish and some shrimp and you know, was all up in it. So shout out to that good seafood. I must admit, on my travels, definitely in Jackson, New Orleans, and Shreveport, I ate good, I drank good, I had a wonderful time in all of the places. Had a better time in Jackson than I did in Shreveport, and you can always have a good time in New Orleans. But the people were cool either way. So I fly back, this was Thursday, fly back from Shreveport to the A, spent some time with my favorite girl, my daughter, just for a hot minute. I put her on the plane to D.C., and boom, the next day, I'm back, and I got to go to Charlotte for 3-4 days. So I've been to Charlotte many a time, the Queen City. Shout out to Charlotte. You know, took care of your boy. Charlotte is coming up. Charlotte is blowing up. The people there are great as well. The women are a little different. They're more, I can say, they're more city, if you can call it that, compared to Jackson and Shreveport. They're different. But how are they different from, let's say, ATL? ATL women are off the chain. They are off the chain. But beauty is everywhere. And there were beautiful women in Charlotte, beautiful women in Shreveport, Jackson, New Orleans, keep stunning. But it feels good to come back to the A. It feels good to come back to Atlanta to kick back and relax and to holler at my friends, families, and freaks. Oh, I love it. I love it. I want more of it. So it feels good to come back to the A, even though I was doing the big things up in Charlotte, Shreveport, and Jackson. But it just feels good. It feels good. Charlotte, like I said, good people. I didn't really get into the Charlotte cuisine. And many times I've been there, I might have gotten into the Charlotte cuisine. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to really have to get into that. The women are beautiful women, but they're just like Atlanta women. They're transports. I have to find, yet to encounter a woman from Charlotte. You know, my coworker and I met a beautiful young lady at the hotel. She was getting married in a couple of months. Beautiful young lady getting married. She's from Delaware. She's holding it down, you know, getting her set life together. And, you know, beautiful woman in her late 30s and, you know, getting married next month. So she's all excited about that. Was asking places to go. She travels, but she wanted to do something for her honeymoon. So my homeboy suggested to get on a cruise, but considering, you know, they kind of, you know, she's less than 2 months out, I said, look, the one thing about the South, and I'm telling all my friends, families, and freaks, this is Dirty After Dark, Return of the Mac and the ATL edition. The beauty about being in the South is that you're 3, 6, 8 hours from everywhere you need to be. Atlanta, God knows, you're 4 hours from Savannah, 3.5 from Charlotte. Chattanooga's 1.5 hours. Memphis is 5. Memphis is 6. Nashville is 5. Jackson is 6. Jackson's even better. Jackson, Mississippi is 3.5 hours from Biloxi, 3.5 from New Orleans and Shreveport, and you're 3 hours from Memphis. So I was telling her, I said, you know, you and your fiance, soon-to-be husband, get in that car and go to some of these southern places. Beale Street is just the mini New Orleans. Chattanooga has plenty of stuff to do. Memphis has got tons of stuff. Nashville is popping. You know, Savannah is where it's at. Myrtle Beach, we didn't even mention Myrtle Beach and Charleston. Hey, real quick, I didn't get a chance to do it. My hearts and prayers go out to the victims of the Charlotte Church situation, and there's still some craziness going on in this world, but I hope we can squash all that and show some peace and love. It's all about peace, love, and soul, baby. You know, we make love, not war, around here. But I had to put that out there. So after talking to the young lady, she definitely had a good vibe about, you know, traveling and seeing places. Now, granted, yes, you should definitely take a cruise. You should definitely go to Jamaica and Puerto Rico and Belize and Aruba and stuff like that. But there's a lot of stuff here in the South that people overlook. And I overlooked that. I overlooked Jackson. I overlooked Shreveport. Never again. Never again. You know, I need to enjoy. I'm a Southern gentleman. I'm a classic man. So I definitely need to enjoy being in the South. So with that being said, hey, I talk so much, I'm going to have to go to my first break. Hey, when I come back, we're going to go in with some good topics, rough, rugged, and raw style, only from the 924 Network. It's your boy, Jay Flo and Jay Flizzle. I'll holler at you. Love. We're back. That 924 Network. It's your boy Jay Floyd with Jay Floyd. The Mac is back in the ATL. Once again, I'm so happy to be back in the A. Oh my God, after all these travels, it feels good to be in my bed, my couch, my drink, to sit here with my people's friends, families, and freaks here on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday evening. Usually I do my shows on Wednesday, but me traveling, I said, let me just get back to my roots, get back to home, so I can sit down and get rough, rugged, and raw, and do what we do, only on the 924 Network, baby. It's your boy, Jay Flusser. Call us, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So, if y'all don't know my shows, I got to give public service announcements like every other week, every other show about online dating, okay? You know, I participated in online dating, been to various different dating sites, so I am definitely not to say an expert, but I'm knowledgeable in the areas of online dating, which constantly seems to be changing. So the listener just asked me, what does it mean when you're establishing an online relationship and the person tells you that they love you? Now, the online I love you is hilarious because, A, you've never met the person. They don't know your – they may know your likes and dislikes via, hell, telephone, Skype, Tango, you know, Facebook. However, without actually interacting with you physically and looking at your facial expressions, your eye contact, the eye movement, the body language, they don't really know. So is it prejudgmental for somebody to say they love you online? You don't even know me. Matter of fact, you may love just a part of me. You may love what I tell you and what we communicate and converse on over the phone and over the different internet social media, but in the end, you don't know me. And to love someone is to know someone mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I think it was kind of, you know, I think whoever said that kind of got caught up in the moment. Just because we have phone sex doesn't mean that I love you. But it's funny how people can say that they love you online and they've never met you. Out of situation, a young lady hit me up, a friend of mine hit me up and asked me for some advice. Can't say her name to protect the innocent. So she asked me if I would give her some advice. She had been dating this guy online for 6 or 7 months. He was actually finally going to come to the area to see her, and was actually going to plan to stay here with family and friends until he moved to another location, which gave them a great opportunity to hopefully solidify the internet relationship they had established. But, you know, if it's 2015, you got to keep it 100. So she had also told him that, hey, though you and I were together emotionally and mentally online and via conversations or via the phone, I was actually a side piece to another dude. And she was real. There's no sugarcoating that. She's basically, hey, I was getting in as a fuck buddy, not a friends with benefits, because I know the difference now. I was getting it in as a fuck buddy with another individual. And she said, well, since you're here, I would like to cut that off and establish one with the online relationship. Now the guy who was in the, you know, she was with the online relationship with, he was kind of skeptical. You know, you told me one thing on the phone, but now in person, you're telling me that you had a physical relationship with this guy who happens to, that this guy that she's having this fuck buddy relationship with happens to be married. Okay? So it's two sides to this. She tells the married fuck buddy, hey, I got a friend coming in town and I want to spend time with him and try to build something with him. the married fuck buddy catches an attitude and talking about you want to have your cake and eat it too. And she's like, no, I don't want to have my cake and eat it too. I want to stop what we're doing on this end, which was wrong anyway. And I blasted her for that. I said, you know, you're too good a woman to be a side piece for a married dude. And she's like, well, I got caught up and you know, situations. Regardless of situation, you should never be a fuck buddy to a married dude because he controls the relationship. And he's never going to leave wifey. He's never going to leave a side piece. I mean, sorry, as I told you about the side piece, the baby girl. No, the wifey, the baby girl, the side piece, and the jump off. He's never going to leave his wifey for a side piece. He'd leave his wifey for a baby girl, but never a side piece. And you, that's what you were. That's what you were to him. So he tells his, she tells him that she wants to establish, try to establish a relationship with the internet guy. So the married guy's salty, you know, because he don't want to lose his fuck buddy. So he's mad at her. And then when she tells the internet friend about the situation, he's kind of skeptical because, you know, he's like, well, damn, you was a side piece to a dude, but you want to have a relationship with me. And she's like, what should you do? I said, well, you know, you should have never gotten into the relationship with the married guy anyway and to be a fuck buddy. You should have never done that. You're better than that. But since you're already in it, you should have kept your cards to yourself because now the internet man thinks you're a floozy because you were having some sexual situation with homeboy. So you may have messed up your internet relationship because now he's thinking looking at you sideways. So it was just a messed up situation. And ladies, my point to all that is, you're better than being a side piece unless you establish it. The thing about it is, there's nothing wrong if you're going to be a fuck buddy, be a fuck buddy, but not a side piece. A side piece means it's just like when you go to the local wing spot and you order a two piece with some fries. The two pieces of meal, the side is just that, a side piece. You're not the original meal. You're just an addition, okay? He's not going to leave you. I mean, he's not going to leave wifey for a side piece because you've already given him the goodies. You've already given him sex. Why would he want to leave what he has at home just for some sex? But you should never get on those relationships anyway. So leave those alone to begin with. And then as far as the internet relationship, I told her that, you know, you should have told him that, but you should have waited until you've actually had some roots and some foundations into your internet relationship. And then you could tell them off. And in the meantime, between time, you could have cut your little side piece married dude off to begin with. But you know, I wish her the best, and I hope that she's able to resolve these issues safe and sound and nobody gets butt hurt and get their feelings hurt. So, you know, that's what you get. But you know what? That's what you get when you do that I love you online. Somebody put their feelings and emotions to it, and somebody got hurt. So once again, back to online dating, okay? Guys, online dating is not for nice guys. Let me tell you this right now. I consider myself a nice guy, a classic man, to the extent I am. It's just not for us. It's not for – online dating is not for nice guys, okay? You know, and then the definition of a nice guy, you know, remember the nice guys finish last. You know, women love that thugs. They love that – and brothers, let me tell you, there's a way to be a nice guy – and still be an alpha male. You don't have to be a thug to be an alpha male. You can still be a nice guy. See, nice guys are looking for relationships. Nice guys are looking for good girls or bad girls that he can change. That is something. A nice guy is looking for a good girl or a bad girl that he can change. Ladies, you're trying to change men all the time. Men are doing the same with you. A nice guy, see, a nice guy's like, you know, she's a good girl, and maybe she got a little bad tendencies in her. Or you see the girl who's all, you know, got the tatted up, and she's got the different things, and she's a little the hood rat or the ratchet girl, she may have a softer side to her. So we're always looking to change that. You know, nice guys are always looking for long-term relationships. You know, our priorities, a nice guy's priorities are his values as well. You know, I was asked today, why are you single? I said, because I'm selective in my process. And you don't bring negativity and ratchetness around you because it leads to that. This is what I understand. The article said a nice guy would treat you like a queen even though you treat him like a peasant. Yes, but only for so long. If you take advantage of that, if you take his kindness for a weakness, if you think he's soft and not the alpha male, then you're going to be disappointed. Because they, ladies, you will go and roll with the thuggery and realize, and see, look, you're trying to, and ladies, don't tell me that you're not trying to do it. You are loved. You want to change a thug into a classic man or gentleman. Every woman who's dealt with the thuggery has always think you can change them into a classic man, into a gentle man. Look at the word gentle man. Break it down. A softer, more refined man. You're going to try to change a thug to a gentle man. That doesn't even sound right. But y'all try anyway. Good luck with that. So, being a nice guy, you know, and I'm looking at some of the reasons why I'm a nice guy. A nice guy never lets you pay. You know, it goes back to chivalry, and I'm going to talk about that. I got to bring that up. And it, just to let you know, I'm gonna probably go extended on this one because there's so much I want to talk about, so much I want to get off my chest. It's a big chest at that, but I want to get it off. And I want to talk about chivalry versus the 2015 woman, and I really want to get to that. But I want to wrap this up. It's interesting why nice guys finish last, because we do all the right things. And I understand, ladies, you want a man with an edge to him. You want a man that's a man that's going to protect, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then you want to have, but it's like, but you also want to have a man you can sit down and have intellectual, stimulating conversations with, and instead of talking about the craziness that's out there. So, yes, ladies, you want your cake and eat it too. But there are wonderful, nice men out there who have an edge to them. You just got to find that instead of trying to refine that. So which goes to my next topic. I got about 4 minutes until the break. When talking to a nice man or a gentle man, or just a man in general, when talking to a man, there's a thing that a man, men are sensitive creatures too. We're emotional creatures, not so much as you ladies. But there are certain things that men love to hear, and it makes a man feel good. You never want to ostracize. You never want to take a man's masculinity away from him. You always want to build him up, never tear him down. Even when you're upset and criticizing a man, you never want to take his masculinity away from a lady. That's very important to us. That's all we have is our machismo. That's all we have is our swag. That's all we have is our masculinity. And you want to take that away from us. So, but there are certain things that a man wants to hear. And the first, you know, man, you don't have to be you can be a thug. But it's nothing wrong with you telling your man or a man, thank you. I told a dude today, I dropped him off. I dropped off my rental car and I told a dude, hey, bro, I appreciate the love. Thank you. You have a nice one. He doesn't get that. He was like, damn, bro, I appreciate it, man. Good looking out. You have a good day. It was just the way that, hey, you always want to tell a guy, thank you. Whether it be something major, something minor, a thank you goes a long way inside of a man's heart. Ladies, you always want to tell your man or a man, I'm proud of you, no matter what he does. It's the little things. Whether he fixed the kitchen sink, took you ladies out to dinner, drove across the world, it's nothing. I'm proud of you. Whether he went for the interview and got the job or didn't get the job, just tell me you're proud of him. Here's another thing a man would love to hear. Men love to hear the words, I love you, especially when it's coming from the heart and when you mean it. We love that. We enjoy that. We relish in that. Men always like to hear, I believe in you. You can do this. You have to encourage. You have to empower a man. Behind every good man is a great woman. She's there empowering him. Landladies, we're not saying you're pushing him. We're not saying you're driving him. You're saying you're encouraging him. You're guiding him. You're empowering him. He has the resources. He just needs the support. He has the structure and the foundation to be successful. He just needs the support system to get him there. It's like a bridge. A bridge in a literal sense. The men have the foundation to make the bridge. We have the structure. We have the organization. We have the game plan. Ladies, we just need the support beams to get us to finish it. You can't build a bridge without support beams. Ladies, you can't have this great man without having the support to support him, even when he's down. You know, you also got to let your man, you also got to say to your man, I'll let you take care of this. There are certain situations, ladies, that you're very, very good at, but it's sometimes let him take care of it. You know, don't try to take down and take away a man's masculinity. This is another thing that men don't hear very often. When a woman says, I trust you. I trust your judgment. That's deep for a man. When a woman says that, wow. You know, A, it empowers him, and then it makes him step up to the plate. I trust you, baby. You're making the right decision. We've got good, better, and different. I trust you. In a situation, a man loves to hear, thank God you're here. If there's a crisis, just for somebody, just a listening ear or a situation where she just wants you to come by and talk to her, just thank God you're here goes a long way. Okay? I know this may sound cheesy, but my gosh, we love it. When a woman says, why are you so good at this? You got to give a brother a boost every now and then. He could be having a bad day. He could be losing. Y'all could be playing a game of bowling. He could be playing bowling or pool. And, you know, not to say let him win a couple of games, but no. You know, if he's doing good, compliment your brother. Compliment your man. Ladies, this is what men love. We love to hear this. And ladies, you love to hear it as well. Do you see yourself? Look how good you look. Look how fit you look. God, you look good in that outfit. God, you look good in that dress. I mean, in that suit. Did you work out? You're losing some weight. You're losing some weight, man. When a woman tells a man that, oh, man. Just like ladies. Come on, ladies. When we compliment you and say, God, you look great in that sundress. Did you do something with your hair? Your body looks great. Your face looks radiant. I mean, you love compliments just like we do. So here's something kind of sensual and real quick before I take my break. Any sound that your partner it's what I'm saying is doing when you're in the passionate phase, if you make any sound, like I say, you two are kissing or in the intimacy sexual portion, you're making moans and squeeze and you're, you know, or you're kissing him and you start to cuddle and laugh. Men love that. Men love sounds. We do love sounds. You know, men do love sounds. So when you're boisterous or you know, when you're emotional and you're into it, then we're into it. So those are some of the things that men like to hear. And ladies, once again, don't try to emasculate your man. Try to motivate him. Try to support him. You are his support beams. In order for him to get to succeed and get to that place of being a successful man, you have to support him. You know, and don't try to take away his masculinity enhances masculinity. All right. Well, hey, I'm about to take my second break real quick. I'll come back from the break. We're going to get it in, rough, rugged, and raw style. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. Hey, I'll be back. Did I tell you I'm a classic man? I think I'm going to have to say it to you again. I'm a classic man.
Good night don't exist in ATL.
Calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite.
So before the break, I was talking to you, my fans, family, and freaks about chivalry versus the 2015 woman. Ladies, I'm a classic man. I'm a man of substance. I was raised right, as they like to say in the South. I was raised right to respect a woman. That's why God gave me the gift of, and he blessed me with a woman in my life, my daughter, to where I can't teach her how to be a woman, but I can teach her how a man is supposed to treat her with love, respect, honor, to cherish, to adore her. That's how a man is supposed to treat a woman. So you're dealing with a classic man. You're dealing with a man of chivalry. That's what women always say that I'm hearing, that they want a man, they miss the chivalry, the little things of opening doors, car doors, and letting them walk in first. However, you want a man to be chivalrous, then you want to be a 2015 woman. There's a difference, ladies. You want a man to do all the things that he should do as a man, which is the old fashioned. But then you're living in a millennial society where you're the 2015 woman. So ladies, this is 2015. You can still have a chivalrous man, but I need you ladies to understand if you want to have it both ways, then we're going to have to play by a whole set of rules. Ladies, it's okay to ask a man out. Once again, let me say this. It is perfectly acceptable, ladies, to ask a man out. This is 2015 now. Don't miss out on a good opportunity because you're trying to, you want to be old-fashioned, but then you still want to have, you want to be, you're living in a millennial world, but you got old-fashioned values. It's okay to ask a man out. And here's some reasons why you can still ask a man. You need to ask a man out. Ladies, it gives you the power in the relationship. Wouldn't it be nice to have the power? If you ask a man out, then you dictate. Hey, so he's not, if you ask a man out, that gives you the power. That lets you know that he's not going to take you to a crappy spot because you're asking him out. He could still pay or whatever, y'all can go Dutch, but you're still saying, hey, I always want to go this, I got this play that, you know, I had some tickets on and I would like for you to go with me. Or I got a concert. Or there's a movie I want to see. There's nothing wrong with that, lady. The second thing is, ladies, men find it's refreshing to be wooed for a change. Good Lord. You know how much work us brothers have to do with wooing you ladies? It feels great to get that initial baggage off of our backs. Also, like I mentioned before, you get to take charge of the dating options. We are no longer in the Victorian age. Once again, you want the chivalry, which is the Victorian old-fashioned age, but we live in the 21st century, okay? Damn, we might have a lady president, but you still want to live in the chivalry days and the old-fashioned days. Don't get me wrong. Now, ladies, let me drop this on you. I'm not saying that a man should not be respectful and mindful and adore you and cherish you and do anything impossible to have him love you. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. However, because we live in a millennial society now, the things that our fathers and our parents and grandparents don't really apply to 2015. You damn right. With my father and my grandfather's days, you had to be chivalrous because there was no telephones were limited. Cell phones, telephones, communication was limited. Hey, he actually writes you a letter. You're absolutely right. He would come to the door and wouldn't come in. You know, nowadays these brothers are disrespectful. So you got to understand, ladies, just because a man, you want a man to be chivalrous. No, what you want a man to be is respectful. That's the difference. You need a man to be respectful. Chivalry, and if he's respectful, then he's going to be chivalrous. He's going to be a man that's going to open the doors for you. A man's going to be a gentleman. See the word again, a gentleman. You always want a gentleman. Okay, so another reason why women should ask men out is no more waiting. Remember, you control this. You dictate this. There's nothing wrong, especially if you like him and there's chemistry. Go on and ask him. Because if you wait, ladies, somebody else will take over. That's another thing, ladies. If you sit around and wait for him to ask, he's probably asked somebody else. Okay, if you don't ask him, he probably doesn't even notice that you have a crush on him. But if you initiate that, it's funny. Women want men to be more aggressive, but then they don't want to be aggressive. But then when a man becomes aggressive, oh, he's too pushy. I don't like a man who's too pushy, who's overly aggressive. So, ladies, you have to kind of, it's a give and take society. You kind of got to make your, you got to kind of, you're going to have to give a little to get a little or give a little to get a lot. Ladies, if he looks good, he'll probably be taken away before you even have time. Look, ladies, like I said, if he's a good-looking man, if you don't strike now, if you don't approach him now and put your stake into it now, some woman will. Okay? And last but not least, well, no, not last but not least, but men sometimes, we don't have a clue. We're clueless. There could be women all around us, but we're so focused. Remember, we're structured. We're focused. We're so focused on one thing, we don't even notice what's around us. And you ladies are so observant. You're so, you notice every little detail. We don't notice those things. We overlook them. You know, the lady at work, you know, she doesn't notice me. I mean, they don't even think about it. Because we're too busy chasing a bad girl. Ladies, women who are go-getters get better men. Once again, let me say that. Women who are go-getters get better men. Okay? If you know what you want and you're specific and you're selective in what you want and you see something that falls in your criteria, why not go after it? It is already a better quality of man than isn't it better than some random dude asking you and you don't know any of his qualifications, none of his insight, and then you wind up going on a date and it's a lousy date? This way, ladies, you have already put this man in the criteria. He's a better fit for you. That's why you need to go after him. Okay? Asking a man shows a guy that you mean business, okay, and you don't scare easily. Men like that. Remember, men like a woman who's a lady in the street, a freak in the sheets. When you're go getter, men we find it attractive, ladies. We find it as sexy. We love women that are go getters. We love independent women. I don't know a man that starts. The brother who wants to stay at home, to stay around, stay at home, home mom, hey, to each his own with that. The millennial man wants a millennial woman. Be a go-getter. Be aggressive. Get yours. Okay? If you remain in the shadow, you'll probably be there for a while. I mean, a really long time. Don't be the chick that's just, you know, sees him out and doesn't want to, you know, because you're going to see him eventually with another woman if you don't go after what you want, okay? Girls who know what they want get what they want. Angelina Jolie wanted Brad Pitt, the hottest man on earth. She got Brad Pitt. She didn't care. Let me just drop this on you, ladies. She didn't care that Jennifer Aniston was in the way. And by male standards, Jennifer Aniston's in a hot chick. She's like, I want Brad Pitt. So she said, I don't care if you got a hot chick with you. If I want you, I'm going to get you. Babies later, married later, she got what she wanted. She took a hot guy away from a hot woman. Be a go-getter. Okay? God, and last but not least, ladies, you have the power. Who runs the world? Girls, who runs the world? You got the power but don't want to use it. That's a damn shame. Ladies, we've had the power. Men have had the power for 10,000 years. Damn, you got the power? As a comedian said, ladies, you got half the money and all the pussy. You own it. Use it. And if you don't, once again, there's another woman who will. So, I know my time is almost up. I'm going to give you an extended edition because, you know, I miss my people. I miss my people. I miss my fam, my friends, and my freaks. I miss y'all. I love y'all. Can't wait to see y'all. So I'm going to give y'all an extended edition. I'm going to go a little bit longer than advertised because I'm rough, rugged, and raw. That's how we do it, 924 Network. Call us. Hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So along those same lines, how do you approach a classic man or a woman? Okay, so you know what you like. He fits your criteria, ladies. So here are the dating rules of dating a classic man and fellas or a classic woman. Here's some of the rules. It's basic etiquette. Don't be late. When I go on dates, and a lady tells me, there's exceptions to everything. There's exceptions to everything, you know, especially when you're dealing in Atlanta traffic. You have to take that into consideration. And you know, there's nothing wrong 5-10 minutes because you're in traffic or you're trying to find the location or something like that. So it happens all the time. But when you set something up for 8 o'clock, and she's talking about, oh, I got this and a third, and it's 9:30. No, that's a huge thing for a classy man or a woman. That's a huge turnoff. Another thing, classy men and women, you never stand a date up, because we're taking the time and energy to make this happen, and in you to, now granted, there is exception with, you know, deaths in the family and accidents and things of that nature, but to stand up a date is a no-no. Show your best side and be, kings be kings and damsels be damsels. I mean, you know, show your best side. You put your best foot on. Be very respectful. You know, like I said, if you're dating a woman with class, it only proves that you need to be up class yourself, fellas. Go get your hair cut. Go get your beard trimmed. Go get your manicure. Go get a nice outfit. Don't pull it out the clip. Don't pull it out the dryer. You know, iron your outfit. Go put it in the cleaner. Show some class, brother. Ladies, the same way. This is funny. Lady met me one day for a date, a little drink. You know, I put on a nice, it's casual, it's a casual environment, but I put on something nice, something, you know, presentable. I got my hair cut, my beard trim, looking real good. She shows up literally in a wrinkled T-shirt, some jeans, and some flip-flops. But then wants to know why, you know, there's no chemistry. Because when you're dealing with first impressions are lasting impressions. Okay. Ladies, if the brother doesn't have cleanliness, if the brother literally just came from work and he works in sanitation, he just came from work, and that just says a lot about himself and how he respects you or disrespects you. This is just a thing. Prepare yourself for a few conversations. If you're dealing with a classy person, be prepared to be worldly. Deal with the current event. Deal with hot button topics. We shouldn't be talking just about the BET Awards. We should be talking about what's going on right now with church burnings and the situation in Charleston and the unemployment rate dipped and how President Obama, you know, is doing and the upcoming elections and things of that nature. Be ready to talk about worldly and current affairs when dealing with classy people. Okay? Be sincere. Be truthful. You know, don't try to embellish things. Just be yourself. You know, talking about your ex on your first date, don't be putting that in the mix. And then don't be having sexual expectations. You know, there could be some physical and sexual chemistry, but when you're dealing with someone of class and of caliber, then you don't necessarily – you may want to jump their bones, but, you know, keep it chill. If it's going to be there, if it's there on the first date and things work out, it's going to be there on the second, third, and so forth. And that's what you got to do when dealing with classy, intellectual, gentlemen, and classy women. Okay? Last but not least, I know I'm over my time a little bit, but I love y'all so much. This is the holiday, and it would not be right if I did not talk about holiday sex. Rough, Rugged, and Raw. It's your boy, J. Floyd, J. Fizzle. And the holidays are coming up July 4th. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're traveling, I want you to be safe. But if you're traveling with a companion or not, you got to be prepared if you want to have the perfect holiday escapade. You know, you got to be prepared. You know, fellas, if you're going to New Orleans for the Essence Festival, you know, make sure you bring your condoms. Make sure you handle your business if you're going to roll up on something. Ladies, make sure you have your protection. If that's what you're going to do, make sure you do your thing. when you're traveling, don't overdo it with excess baggage and stuff like that. You know, just make sure you bring the necessities when you're traveling, especially when you're trying to have the perfect holiday hookups. Know your location. Know your surroundings. You know, apartments and resorts. Just know your situation. I would say scout the area. You know, everybody's down in New Orleans as an example, but July 4th in Miami is off the chain as well. Just know your surroundings. You know the hot spots, know the safe. It's great to know the language. It's great to know the culture. It's great to know the people. So just get out there and just have fun. Just go out there, have fun, be safe. This is a great holiday weekend, July 4th. I know I'm going to get into relaxing. I picked up some fireworks for my homeboy, so we're going to light up some fireworks and sit back with some cold ones and get on the grill and maybe chill at the pool. You know, I'm trying to work on my tan, you know, and just relax. Just kick back, relax, and enjoy. I got family, friends coming in. I got, you know, it's going to be a good weekend. I'm back in the A, so I'm going to have a good time, you know. And I want y'all to do too. I want y'all to have a very safe and pleasurable holiday weekend. You know, your boy Jay Floyd is back. He's back in the A right now. Feels good to be back in the A. Any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up. Hit me up on Blog Talk Radio at the 924 Network. Please hit me up on Facebook at 924 Network. Hit me up on Twitter, 924 Network. Email me at 924networktalk@gmail.com. Hit your boy up. Tell a friend. Tell everybody, you know, I get down and dirty, rough, rugged, and raw style, only on the 924 Network. Well, that's my time. I just want to say thank y'all for listening. It's been a pleasure. I feel so good to be back with my friends, family, and freaks. And I look forward to doing another show with y'all. You know, just want to say I'll holler and always know. It's your boy Jay Floyd. He's a classic man.
Good night don't exist in ATL.
Calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Like, darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite. Like, oh me, oh me, oh my. I know many women want to be in my life. Like, oh me, oh me, oh my. Why can every woman end up being my wife?
M-L-K.
That cold with a baby. Find us all I dealt with. Care, watching all that fro. Pay you no attention. What you doing all that for? What your whole list? I run a coalition. Pretty fake, fat booty, camel coalition. When you were catching the buck, I was riding busy. You wouldn't got you a Chevy, and I done bought me a Bentley. You finally found you a floor, then I succeed on my pimping. You better look up, check the scope. Look like it's zero to pimp. I do this shit for the sport, like it's a hobby of sorts. I make that bird a spread eagle, and that jet par for the course. And I'm a classic man, made bass, dance suit, black and tan.